Today we're going to be learning Daf Chaf Amud Beis of Maseches Megillah, but I'd really like to try to finish up the second parak of Megillah today. So let's see if we could go all the way to the middle of Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. I think it shouldn't be such a great challenge. We should be able to do it. The Mishnah is going to talk about, once we mentioned in the Mishnah yesterday, we already spoke about what time you can start reading the Megillah during the daytime. So now we're going to talk about all those mitzvos that are requirements that be done only during the daytime. So says the Mishnah, Kol yom kosher l'kriyas haMegillah. The whole day is kosher to read the Megillah. You read the Megillah, there's no, it's not like Sof Zman Kriyas Shema or Sof Zman Tefillah, where a few hours into the day it's already too late. No, you can read the Megillah all day long. Ulekriyas haHallel, and also you could say Hallel on a Hallel day, all day long, on Yantav, on Rosh Chodesh, on Chanukah, on any Hallel day. Ulekriyas Shofar, on Rosh Hashanah, you could blow Shofar all day long. Ulenetilas Lulav, on Sukkot, you could take Lulav all day long. Uletfilas HaMusaf, and you want to daven Musaf, on Shabbos, Yantav, Rosh Chodesh, you could do it all day long. Ulemosafin, and if you have a Beis HaMikdash, and you want to bring a Korban Musaf, also could be done all day. Ulevidoy haparim. If you want to say the vidoy with the bringing of the bull karbanos, also the kohen gadol. There are two different types of bull karbanos that could be brought. There's the parhel and davar shel tzibur when the majority of klal yisrael messes up in halacha based on a psak halacha from the Sanhedrin. So instead of each guy who messed up in the halacha bringing their own korban, the Sanhedrin just brings one big korban for all the klal yisrael. That's the parhel and davar shel tzibur. And then there's also the par kohen mashiach. There's a bull korban that's brought by a kohen gadol when he makes a mistake in paskening a halacha. So there's a vidoy involved that he's supposed to say a vidoy about what he did wrong. So that vidoy can be done all day long. Ula vidoy meiser. The vidoy meiser can also be done all day long. This vidoy meiser is said on the last day of Pesach, in the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, and it's the passage where the person says how he took care of all the Trumas and Maestros that he had to do. It's funny that it's called a Vidoy, because really it sounds almost like the opposite of Vidoy. Vidoy is normally where you say you did something wrong. Over here he's saying that he did everything right, that he took care of all the Trumas and Maestros and everything that he had to take care of. But that also could be done all day long on that last day of Pesach during the fourth and seventh year. Vidoy Yom Kippurim, saying Vidoy on Yom Kippur, which is a requirement that the Kohen Gadol has to say Vidoy on Yom Kippur over the Seir La'azazel. And that's not talking about our Vidoy that we say on Yom Kippur, that's just part of the Tshuva process. The Vidoy that the Kohen Gadol says with the Seir La'azazel, that has to be all day, that could be even all day long. L'smicha, leaning on the head of a karban, to fulfill the mitzvah of leaning on the head of a karban, where a lot of karbanos require putting all your weight on the animal's head, all day long. L'shchita, shechting a karban, all day long. L'tnufa, waving the different parts of the karban, where you wave it in all the directions, the karban omer, and the chaz of a shok, of a karban shlamim, could be waved. It has a requirement to wave, so you could do that all day long. L'hagasha, bringing the kelim of the karban mincha close to the mizbeach. L'kmitza, taking the three fingers full of flour and oil from the karban mincha. L'aktara, burning that kmitza on the mizbeach. L'melika, by a bird karban, instead of shechting it with a knife at the front of the neck, we use our fingernail to knock off its neck from the back. That's called melika. L'kabala, catching the blood of a karban. L'hazaya, sprinkling the blood of a karban. L'hashkaya sota, giving the sota, the unfaithful wife, the sota waters to drink that will test whether she was guilty or innocent. Ula arifas ha'egla, when you find a dead body in between two cities and you don't know where it came from, and you bring an egla arufa and you cut off the head of this calf. Ula taras ha'metzora, and the purifying of a metzora. All of these things, all of these procedures, all of these activities can be done all day long. Now there are certain mitzvos that are done at night. Ktsiras ha'omer, cutting the grain for the korban ha'omer, that could be done all night long. Ulehekter chalav ve'varim, the fats and the limbs of the korbanos that burn on the mizbeach can burn all night. Zakal, the rule is a fairly simple rule. Davar shemitzvos biyom kasher kol hayom, anything that is supposed to be done during the daytime could be done at any time during the day. It could be done all day long. Davar shemitzvos b'layla kasher kol halayla. Anything that's supposed to be done during the nighttime could be done at any time during the nighttime. So main point number two over here in Daf Chaf and Beis, the mitzvos of daytime are kasher all day, the mitzvos of nighttime are kasher all night. Now the rest of this summer is just going to go through how we know the sources for all of these different things that we said in the Mishnah, that that they could be done during the day, that that the day is the time to do these mitzvos. So minalan, how do I know by Kriyas HaMegillah? Damar Krava Yamim Ha'ele Nizkarim V'Nasim. It says Hayamim Ha'ele. We've seen already a few times in this Masechta. That's referring to Mikra Megillah, and it says Yamim. So we see that it's daytime. The Kriyas HaHalel. How do I know Halel is during the day? Tichsiv Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoa. It says from the time the sun rises until it sets. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ze Hayom Asa Hashem. The pasuk says Ze Hayom Asa Hashem. So again, we see Halel's daytime. Ulimatilas Lulav. How do I know Lulav's daytime? Duchsiv Lekachtem Lechem Bayom Harishon. Again, the pasuk by Lulav uses the word Yom. Lutkia Shofar. How do I know Lutkia Shofar? Duchsiv Yom Trua Yelachem. Ulimusafin. How do I know Karbon Musaf? Duchsiv Dvar Yom Biyomo. Ulitvila Samusafin. How do I know about Davening Musaf? Kamusaf and Shavir Rabbanan, because davening musaf is in place of the carbon musaf. So if the carbon musaf is a daytime mitzvah, then davening musaf is a daytime mitzvah. Now, levidoi parim, how do I know that the vidoi we say over the bull carbonos is a daytime mitzvah? The yalav kapara kapara miyom kippurim, because we learn out a gzereshava of kapara kapara from Yom Kippur. Titanya gaba yom kippurim, we learned in a brisa by Yom Kippur, v'chiper ba'ado va'ad beso, that the Kohen Gadol gets kapara for himself and for his whole house. So is it talking about kapara with words? The pasuk is talking about kapara with words. The kapara biyamamuhu, and that kapara is during the daytime. How do I know that? By Yom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem. So you see that it's that the kapara of Yom Kippur is during the daytime, and we learn our kapara to the halacha of vidui parim as well. Well, the vidui meiser. How do I know vidui meiser in the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, in the last day of Pesach, is a Yom halacha, is halacha of the day? Duchsiv Amart Lufnei Shalom Alukecha Biarti Hakodesh Min Abayis. That's the vidui itself. V'samichlei, and right next to that it says Hayom Hazeh Hashem Elokecha Mitzavcha. So right next to the Vidur Meiser, it says the word Hayom. L'smicha L'shchita. How do I know that the leaning on the animal and the shechting of the animals during the daytime? Because Dichsiv V'samach V'shachat. Pasuk says V'samach, and right after V'shachat, so we know that whenever Shechita is done, that's the same time that Smicha is done. The two are linked with each other. It's called the Hekish. Uksiv B'Shechita, and we know it says B'Shechita B'yom Zivchachem, on the day of the Shechita. So we see that Shechita is B'yom, and therefore Smicha is also B'yom, because Smicha is the same as Shechita. Ulitnufa, and the waving of the karbanos. How do I know that's during the daytime? Dichsiv b'yom hanivchemes haomer, on the day that you wave the karban omer. Ula hagasha, bringing the karban, the kli that has the kli sharis that has the karban mincha inside of it to the mizbeach. How do I know that's during the day? The iskash litznufa, because we compare it to waving. Dichsiv lakach hakoyin miyadi ishes minchas haknos vehinif vehikriv. Pasuk says that the kohen takes from the sota the minchas haknos, her korban mincha, and they wave it and they bring it close to the mizbeach. So you see that it's all together. And as far as taking off the bird's neck and doing a kmitza of the karban mincha, the three fingers full of the karban mincha, and burning on the mizbeach and the sprinkling of the blood, because it says by yom tzavosos bnei Yisrael to bring karbanos. So all these karban related things have to be done by yom. Avodas of karbanos are only during the day. What about the sota? Ula hashkaya sota. Asya Torah Torah Ksiv Hacha. We have a link between two different things where it uses the term Torah. Ksiv Hacha Va'asala HaKoin is called HaTorah Hazos. Uksiv Hasam Al Piat Torah Asher Yerucha V'Ala Mishpat. It says by the Sota the Kohen should do HaTorah Hazos, call HaTorah Hazos. And it says elsewhere that according to the Torah that they teach you and according to the judgment. That's a pasuk in Dvarim Perek Yud Zayin. So we learn Ma Mishpat V'Yom. If it relates Torah to judgment, so we say Ma Mishpat V'Yom, just like judges in a court only judge during the daytime. Afkan bayom. So too, the sota also is only during the daytime, because it's also called Torah. Ula arifa sa'egla. How do I know egla rufa is only done during the daytime, when they cut off the head of the calf, when they find the dead body between two cities? Amri debe Rabbi Yana, kapara ksiv ba kodshim, because it uses the term kapara, just like we have by kodshim. Ula taras mitzora, and how do I know that the tahara process of mitzora also is done only during the daytime, meaning the two birds and the different branches and the chut that they use of red wool? How do I know all that whole thing about the taras hamitzora is only done during the daytime? Tchsiv zostia toras hamitzora beyom taharaso. So again, it has the word beyom over there as well. So now the Mishnah said kol alayla kasher l'ksiras haomer, the whole night you could do ksiras haomer. How do I know that it's a nighttime mitzvah? Tamar mar ksira usfira belayla. Because we learned that the cutting of the omer, of the grain that we're going to use for the carbon omer, and the counting, the sfiras haomer, which is the mitzvah that we still do, albeit midrabana nowadays, but we still do, that's a nighttime mitzvah. But the bringing of the carbon omer is done during the day. Ula hektar chalav vevarim. How do I know that the burning of the fats and the limbs is done at night? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says explicitly, kol halayla ad haboker, that it's done all night until the morning. So I guess main point number three on the Chaf and Beis is the Gemara quotes sources for Megillah, Halel, Shofar, Lulav, Musaf, Karban Musaf, Vidui Parim, Vidui Meiser, Vidui Yom Kippur, Smicha, Tenufa, Hagasha, Kamitza, Akhtara, Malika, Kabbalah, Azaya, Sota, Arifa, Segla, Tara, Samitzora, that they're done all day long. I can't expect anyone to actually remember that whole list, but okay, that's the requirements that we do all day long. Now the Mishnah concluded with a rule. Zeh haklal. This is the rule. Davar shemitzvah beyom kasher kol yom. Any mitzvah that you do during the day can be done the entire day. So zeh haklal asuyamai. Whenever the Mishnah uses such a phrase like zeh haklal, it always comes to include something that's not mentioned. It seemed like we had a pretty exhaustive list that we just went through of things that are kosher to do all day long, but it's still missing something. What does the Mishnah not say that really belongs on the list that we're only including from the words zeh haklal? It's talking about setting up the spoons and removing the spoons by the shulchan for the lechem apanim. There were kohanim brought in the lechem apanim. The lechem apanim were the 12 breads that they kept on the shulchan. And in addition to the 12 breads, they also put two vazichei levona, spoons of levona spices, on the shulchan. So the arranging of those spoons on the shulchan and the removing of those spoons on the shulchan also is done during the daytime and can be done all day long. Uch Rabbi Yossi, in line with what Rabbi Yossi taught us. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Sile Kasei Yeshana Shachris, if the Kohanim took away the old Lechem Apanim and the old Vazichei Levona in the morning, Vesider Sachadasha Arvis, and they set up the new ones in the evening, Ein B'kachlum, that's no problem. Umani Mekayim, what do we do with the pasuk that says the Fnei Hashem Tamid, that the Lechem Apanim has to be there constantly, that the Shulchan can't be empty at all? Shaloye Shulchan Belo Lechem, that just means that it shouldn't be without bread overnight, that the Lechem Apanim shouldn't be, the Shulchan shouldn't be left empty without bread overnight. So Shalo Yolin HaShulchan Belo Lechem is the way it really should read, that it shouldn't be left overnight, but it could be left for a few hours without bread. But the bottom line is, we do see from this whole story that by the way, that's not the way we're normally taught. We're always taught, like the other Shita, that even as they were removing the last week's bread, they were pushing this week's bread onto the table, because the Shulchan can never be missing anything. Rabbi Yossi also can be missing something. But anyway, Rabbi Yossi holds that they would remove it during the daytime, and there could even be a few hour lag before they put in the new Vazichei Levona and the new breads. Dover shemitzvah b'layla kasher kol alayla. We said any mitzvah that's a nighttime mitzvah can be done all night long. Lasuyemai, what does that teach me? What's not mentioned in the Mishnah that's a nighttime mitzvah that could be done all night long? Says Gemara Lasuya Echilas Pesachim. It's coming to tell me that Karban Pesach can be eaten all night on the first night of Pesach. Udulok Rav Elazar ben Azariah, against what Rav Elazar ben Azariah taught us. Detanya, because we learned in a Braisa, Va'achlas Habasar Balayla Hazeh, the Pasuk says you should eat the meat of the Karban Pesach on that night. Amr Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Nemar Kan Balayla Hazeh, V'Nemar La'alan, Va'avarti Beretz Mitzrayim Balayla Hazeh. So it says, b'layla hazeh by eating the Korban Pesach, and it also says b'layla hazeh by makas b'choros, malah halan ad chatzos, afkan ad chatzos. Well, just like makas b'choros was only until chatzos, maybe achilas Korban Pesach, eating the Korban Pesach, maybe also can only be done until chatzos and not all night long. So our Mishnah comes to tell me that we don't hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that we hold that the Korban Pesach can be eaten all night long. The opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is the reason why we are makbid to finish our, or many of us are makbid, I should say, to finish our afikomen before chatzos on the night of the Seder, because the afikomen represents the Korban Pesach, and we need to finish it by chatzos, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But this mission over here in Megillah holds that that the zman of eating the Korban Pesach is really all night long on the night of the Seder, and it does not have to be done by chatzos. Main point number one on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, Zeh HaKlal in the Mishnah. The phrase Zeh HaKlal in the Mishnah teaches us that Sidur V'Siluk Bazichin, putting on and taking off of the spoons of spices on the Shulchan, could be done all day, and eating the Korban Pesach could be done all night against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And eating the Korban Pesach could be done all night against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Hadron Alech HaKori L'Mafreya. We have now completed the second parak of Maseches Megillah. There are only four parak of Maseches Megillah, so now we're more than halfway done in terms of Dapim, but now we are halfway done in terms of Prakim in Maseches Megillah.